Welcome to Next Talk, powered by Compass Group. We're discussing how today's climate will impact the future of on-site food service. Bringing together the most innovative thought leaders, this series will explore how we adapt to the new normal, contribute to a successful outcome, and help lead the industry for the long term. Welcome to another episode of Next Talk, as we take a closer look at the creativity and innovation coming down the Compass pipeline. I'm your host, Laura Moore, and today's topic is something that's on everyone's mind right now, and that's labor. Joining us to discuss the challenges of today's landscape, and really more importantly, the emerging solutions, is Nicole Allen. She's the Vice President of Operations of Compass's in-house temp labor solution. It's a game changer, the first in our industry, and it's called Bench Connect. Plus, we're going to hear from a manager who's used Bench to hire and a gig worker who's been hired through Bench Connect. So it's going to be a great show. Nicole, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to learn more. So to start, Nicole, can you tell us what you're seeing in the job market at large and then also specific to hospitality that's making Bench Connect just so relevant today?
In terms of the latest job openings and labor turnover, there's a survey from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics where we have a record number of people who've actually walked away from their jobs in August, a great exit, as everyone's calling it, nearly 900,000 workers in the United States, and that was in August alone. And workers in the hospitality industry sector are leaving at a rate more than twice the national average. Now, why is this happening? Frustration. In terms of the employee in the hospitality industry specifically, it could be they were out of work for quite a bit of time and they looked around the marketplace at who was hiring. And so they've transitioned outside of the hospitality marketplace. And it's our job to draw them back in. There's also our operator frustration. We are opening at a record pace at the same time across hospitality. You have hotels opening at the same record speed as restaurants, as well as our own client locations, and everyone is looking for staff. So it's just there's operator frustration for sure. They need sometimes two or three agencies on their list, if not more, just to fill basic requirements of who's going to run my cashier today. And then finally, what I would say is that the actual need of our associates, the folks that we want to bring in who have the excitement and the talent, there's a brand new labor model. And we have to be ready for what that looks like, the future of work. And so what does that mean? It means folks are actually looking at a different level of work-life balance. So where we may have placed one person to fill that 40-hour role, we may need to bring three or four people in and be really excited about the fact that they're bringing their best to us for 5 hours at a time. They're looking to be a part of something that has meaning, purpose, and actually connects to how we match into what's important to them in their life. So as I said, I could go on. It's a complicated list of reasons that this model makes perfect sense, but flexibility, being able to solve for those operator frustrations, being right there as we're spending on temp labor and trying to fill the void of who they can rely on, and also really meeting our market where it needs to be in terms of as folks are exiting, how can we hold on to them?
All right, so Leah, let's dig into that a little more. I mean, you've made it very clear that this is one of the most challenging markets that we've seen. How is Bench Connect solving for some of these problems?
Sure, that's a great question. So our platform is designed for a few things. First, we really do understand that flexibility from the employee's perspective is paramount. So our labor business platform allows our associates to tell us when they're available. We don't set their schedules. They tell us. So we collect an inventory of time. We're able to make sure that all of our associates are background checked from the operator's perspective, so they don't have to worry about, is this person vetted? Are they W-2? We take care of all of that heavy lifting to get those folks through all of the Compass requirements. We also make sure that the assessments folks go go through, because we do not have the ability to train necessarily. We hire folks who have already been in the field, and we make them go through various assessments because we want to make sure that if you call us, you can trust who you're going to see. And so those folks are able to say, I would love to be a barista, or I would love to be a cashier, whatever they bring to the table, as long as they have passed those assessments upon onboarding through our technology, they have the ability to accept that request. We have a very sophisticated technology that once we've onboarded them, it does all the heavy lifting. It figures out, just like if you were to use Uber technology and you put in your address and you put in your credit card and you want to go wherever you want to go, your technology actually performs better the more you use it. You get a better car, you get a better score. Similar, but a little different, is the same with our technology. The more you as an operator use it, the more the technology learns what your profile of great service is. And we match you with the folks who are winning in the field. They get a score, you get a score real time. And it's all feedback. Every time someone works for you, you let us know how they did, and they let us know how they loved working for you. So we're responding to the gig economy right now. There's actually a trend where 30% of the workforce is engaging in independent or gig work. And so we've launched this in an extremely challenging time. We could not have figured out how we were going to manage with, you know, testing and vaccines and all that whole other reality of just bringing people to work. But we really had thought through the best kind of human capacity management, if you will, to bring folks together in a way that works for them and really brings them light speed, making sure all of those pain points that operators go through are solved for, just bringing great people to where they want to go and where you need them.
I actually love the Uber analogy. I mean, in thinking of it as the Uber for labor, right, that allows people to work where they want, when they want, and how they want. So that's just such a clear way to look at it for me. Now let's take a look a little bit more closely at the operator perspective. What are the key benefits of using Bench?
So I touched on them briefly, but to narrow them down, the key benefits from an operator are, number one, you're getting a W-2 associate. So we are hiring in our associates to work this gig flex labor role. They all go through basic safety training, and they also bring all of their skill sets to you. You do not have to train someone. You are hiring someone who has the skills that you need right away. So what this solves is, instead of an operator going in the morning and having to figure out how they're going to open because they have three or four call outs, or folks didn't go through the hiring process yet, or they need a little help getting them through the opening week, they can look at our technology real time. They can watch someone accept. They know when they're going to arrive. They manage their own time and attendance. We take care of billing transparency. Everything shows up in the background of our financial systems, so that just as you would expect someone to get paid through our technology, that's exactly what happens with the Bench platform. So even though we solve for these things in non-traditional ways, we are excited about the fact that we're able to bring new efficiencies and allow our operators to do what they do best, which is operate and take care of our clients.
And a great example of Bench Connect in action is at the Javits Center in New York City. So I remember reading some of the articles in the news, but early pandemic, it transitioned quickly from a convention center to a makeshift hospital, and then quickly shifted again to a vaccination center. And you were kind of a part of all of that, weren't you, Nicole?
Yes, I was. We were just starting to launch the Bench platform. We were speaking about it on various opportunities with various meetings of senior leadership. And Dimitrios Mantzoranis with Levy was one of the folks who was watching one of our presentations and called me right away. Literally in July 2020, everything was changing at the speed of headlines. So he received notification from the state of New York that they had designated the Javits Center to become a facility. He had no idea what that meant, but he knew that there was a promise called Bench Connect that could partner with him to figure out how are we going to bring the best in class available in the height of all of the variable challenges at that moment so that they could still have a full hospitality team, both front of house and back of house, to take care of, at that point, the National Guard, and then later everyone that was taking care of all of the folks coming through from the city for vaccines.
All right, so let's take a moment to hear from the general manager of the Javits Center, Demetrius from Levy, when he had to get quality staffing in record time.
It all started with a 72-hour notice. I still remember receiving that call. It was Thursday evening, and we had to open doors on Monday. So knowing that Bench Connect had just freshly arrived in the New York City market, I picked up the phone, I called Nicole, and she had her team on a conference call in within minutes. And by Monday morning, we had a hospitality team here in place. And of course, we have maintained this fantastic relationship and partnership throughout, not just the vaccination operation, but throughout our reopening since August.
We continue to support Javits Center today. We have had upwards of, I can't even tell you, every day we've had well over hundreds of folks walk through the Javits Center from a culinary perspective, which has transitioned from the sort of healthcare space into what they are originally designed to do, yay, which is conventions and special events. And so what we see is this partnership continuing well beyond anything that we've seen. And we are excited to say that we are just one of many partners for today's event. They needed to amass a team of over 600 staff for an extraordinary fundraiser, the largest yet in New York City, another milestone. And we have 70 folks going there as bartenders to take care of their event. They're reporting as I speak, and they showed up yesterday as well to help set up. So we're super excited about this partnership. We continue to work together, and we're just excited to continue to see everything that we built this platform to do, to really be the fulfillment of, and we're just very fortunate.
In terms of talent outreach, quick response time, and logistics. So at the same time, of course, it's a win-win because we managed to not only strengthen and align our resources within the Compass family, but we have highlighted that added value to our partners and clients.
I mean, I think Demetrios speaks really for all operators that this is a win-win from their perspective. So now let's switch gears a little bit, Nicole. How about from those filling these positions, the gig workers who you like to call performers?
Super quickly, would love to just explain why we call them performers. So first of all, we believe that associates bring a wealth of skills and what it takes to actually perform those tasks, we feel is very special. So part of our win as a platform is the fact that people are not just locked into being a barista or a butler or a server. They are an inventory of skills and able to pick jobs that they have assessed for and that they've been hired to perform. And so we finally call every one of our associates performers. And that being said, I'd love to transition and just introduce everyone to one of our performers that I've had the pleasure of meeting in New York City. There was Shanira. And I just would love for everyone to hear from her specifically why performers choose Bench.
From a performer side, number one, you set your own availability, your own days, your own hours. Or if you can't be there, you don't have to worry about accepting a gig. If you don't accept the gig, also don't worry about it. You're not going to be penalized for it. If you can accept the gig, do it. If you want to add different things to your skill set, you have multiple skill sets. I have server, bartender, host, pantry. So there's different things you want to do and you want to participate and be able to use to do those different things. Add everything and anything that you can, interested, and more importantly, feel comfortable doing. You get to do those things. You get to be a barista. You get to be a catering server. You get to be a bartender. You get to be a host. You get to hang out and fill the pantry. You get to do all those things. You don't have to pigeonhole yourself into one single thing. And like I said, most importantly, you set your own hours.
Yeah. So flexibility and variety sounds like the selling points here. After hearing from both our special guests, I think it's clear Bench Connect is live and fully operating in New York. Where else, Nicole, is it active today? And what other markets are on the horizon?
So we are live today in the Chicagoland metro area. We are also supporting special events a little further out in the suburbs, but primarily we're supporting Chicago metro. We're also live in the Connecticut area, and our targets for the first quarter of fiscal 2021 are the DC metro area, otherwise known as the DMV in DC. We're excited to have Atlanta on our sites, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, they're also on track. And we're saving Los Angeles and further west for last, given the fact that we have quite a bit of the country to launch into. But we're very excited and we're learning every day, every time we go into a new market. And we're just, that's our roadmap so far.
Very exciting. And I mean, this whole thing is really exciting. I mean, Bench is a very sophisticated system, but it's easy to use. It calculates overtime. It helps with scheduling. It essentially alleviates a lot of our dependence on outside temp agencies. Not that we'll ever not need them, but at least it helps with some of that pressure. So if any of our listeners are interested in either joining the Bench or hiring from the Bench, please go to compassbench.com. Again, compassbench.com. There you can learn more, you can download the app, and it's everything you need to really get started. So, Nicole, congratulations. I mean, this is a huge win for Compass and really for all of our client locations.
Thank you, Laura. It would be a huge miss if I did not take this time also to acknowledge the tremendous amount of support from so many of our team members across all subject matters in the corporate office who helped and continue to help lift this business platform so that it actually is the fulfillment of the dream. And there's a really dedicated team that we would not be who we are without them. And so I just want to publicly say thank you to each and every one of them and to acknowledge the efforts that everyone will continue to see. So it's been my pleasure to speak on all of our behalf. Thank you.
We want to keep this conversation going. Join us at compassgroup.podbean.com to listen to a new episode every week. If you have questions or a request, send them to envisiongroup@compass-usa.com. Until then, be safe and be well.